The DCF Experience. Hello and welcome to the Mentoring and Coaching Podcast brought to you by the DCF Experience. I'm your host for today, David Fleming, and today's podcast is going to reveal more of my top tips for your recruitment development. Now today's topic is another candidate focus session and it's screening. So let's get into my three top tips for today. Number one is referrals. Number two is references. And then number three is leads and market info. Now it's really important to remember at this stage that all of this information we're trying to gather from our candidate. The better you know your candidates, the more often you talk to your candidates, the more likely they are to help you give you the information that you want. So let's talk about referrals. In an ever-connected social world, it's really, really important that we're able to build networks of candidates within our space. So again, I've talked a little bit about functions and markets and industries, and I honestly believe after doing this job for 14 years that it doesn't really matter what function you're in or what you recruit for, as long as you know the best people in your space. And that takes time. But referrals are a very powerful tool because that means that the candidates that you're representing or the candidates that you're talking to, they trust you. People don't refer people to people they don't know. It's as simple as that. Much like, you know, everybody says that you usually buy from people you like or you buy from people you trust. It's the same in recruitment. You know, if someone's going to give a referral to a friend or a colleague or an ex-colleague or their boss or someone else that they think would be interested in your services, it's really important that they're only likely to do that when they know you and when they trust you. But the simple rule is that if you don't ask and you don't explain to people that you grow your business through referrals, then when you ask for something, they'll naturally say no because that's what they're programmed to do. Okay, so let's move on to the second one, references. Now this is a broad subject and I think we're going to end up covering it in probably more than one podcast. However, for now, you know, it should be simply the line manager of your candidate's last two roles. Now, you can't expect to get information from a candidate from their current employer because that most people would be uncomfortable giving that information out. But, you know, if you relate it to the screening that we've already talked about, when you're looking at a candidate's CV and you're looking to qualify them over their last two or three jobs, you can certainly expect to ask a candidate for references or who their manager was in their previous companies. Now, the sooner you start to ask for this information or the sooner you start to tell your candidates that this is the information that you want, the sooner it will become a habit for you and the sooner this will be your process. And then you won't feel that you're asking for anything outside of the normal amount of information that you need. The great thing about this is, and we'll cover this more in later podcasts, is this will start to build up BD information for you, business development information, because if you speak to 20 candidates and you get one previous line manager from each of those candidates, and what you're saying is that the candidates you represent can go to those companies, then you're effectively generating manager names without having to do any extra work. If you're able to get two manager names from them, then you see how easy it is to generate a list of companies where you then only have to go and connect with them or reach out to them with an email or a phone call or a direct message on LinkedIn. That's a really powerful tool when you're thinking about maximizing maximizing your day, but also maximizing the information that you can get from any one source. And at the end of the day, the most important thing for me is that as a recruiter, you explain your process to whoever you're talking to. Because 9 times out of 10, most people are okay with knowing what information they're going to give you as long as you tell them how you do the job, rather than just flat out asking for it and they don't know why. And the third one is leads and market info. Now, with the evolution of social media, this has really made it a lot easier to find out who the key people are or even who the contacts are in the relevant companies or markets that you're targeting. So for example, if you were recruiting for a salesperson and they worked for a software company, it would be very easy for you to find out other people in that software company to demonstrate credibility. It would be very easy for you to find out other contacts in other companies that compete with this candidate that you're talking to in order to demonstrate that you know your market. At the end of the day, I've found that candidates will trust you more as long as they believe that you're a trusted partner. And the only way they can do that is if you know something about their market. Now, that could be the product that they're selling or that they're managing. It could be the industry that they're in. It could be the function. It could be a lot of detailed knowledge about anything that's happening in their market. But at the end of the day, I always believe that you should first demonstrate credibility before you ask for anything in return, because then they will always feel, the candidate will always feel you're providing value. And that is the most important bit. So today we covered referrals, references, leads, and market info. Really hope you found those top tips helpful. Stay tuned for more on my three C's training philosophy. That's candidates, clients, and company. Drop me a voice note on the podcast or send me an email to david@dcfdigital.co.uk.